King, K-I-N-G. This acronym stands for Kids in Need of Graduation. And you're listening to Mr. Cage, and some call Coach Cage for those who don't know me. My responsibility to humanity and the community as a mentor, as a person that's a youth program consultant, my responsibility is to facilitate trainings, interactive trainings, or help people design and facilitate trainings and initiative that help youth realize their full potential. This is who I am, and this is what we do at Divine Works Education and Training. Normally, we have a series of different programs that we facilitate, and this new program under the umbrella of Divine Works Education and Training is entitled King, Kids in Need of Graduation. When you think about the term graduation, immediately our mindset will more than likely go to graduation from high school or physical building, graduating from college. This program will promote that, the graduation from the building of high school into life. But on a deeper scale, it's going to help facilitate the graduation from one mentality to the next. Too many times, our young people go into the high school environment and they get taught the academics, the content, but the life skills that they learn on an everyday basis are highlighted, but there's no specific class in, I would safely say, most high schools that really dwell on this topic or emphasize this factor. I have been in high schools where I had the honor to teach life skills. However, it's not something that is highlighted enough, that's emphasized enough. And King will be that point of emphasis for our young people to highlight the laws of success that they work or that they have worked in their lives up to this point. But more importantly, we want to highlight and help them discover, develop, and apply these transferable skills necessary to be successful in all areas of life, whether you're talking about sports, school, and life. How we plan on doing this is watching a couple of documentaries on the journey or the depicted journey or story of LeBron James. LeBron James, of course, is a well-known superstar athlete in the United States of America and in the world. He's a three-time NBA champion and MVP. In accordance with this statement, I would submit this to you who is listening, that many teens who are involved in athletics never realize how the intangibles of a champion can cross over into the different areas of life. So our responsibility is to help our young people realize how the intangibles, the first two words or two letters in the word intangible is I-N. We want to teach them how to identify those attributes, those characteristics that lie deep on the inside of them, bring those to the surface, cultivate, reinforce, reestablish, and help them learn how to apply these attributes in different areas of life. Some of the takeaways from the workshop or the series of workshops themselves is that our young people, we want them to walk away with a heightened sense of awareness pertaining to their strengths and weaknesses in all areas of life, predominantly sports, school, and life. We have about three evaluations that we'll execute in this exercise, and those evaluations, we're going to prompt the kids and encourage them to share these evaluations with their parents, coaches, and teachers. Our participants will also be provided with practical methods and strategies for success. And that's a critical point that I would like to highlight in this conversation, is when we are teaching, whether it be young people, whether it be seasoned people, mature people, older individuals, we have to give practical methods and strategies for success, formulas. And not saying that the formula has to turn into a doctrine, or the formula itself, the method or the strategy, is the all in all. But we have to, as educators, as people that are involved in conversations with individuals on a daily basis, as people that are sent to help individuals, we have to give them, whoever the audience may be, practical methods and strategies. And that only takes place if we are teaching from our experience. We can't afford to teach from a place of being abstract or theory. We must teach from our experience, and preferably our experience is authentic and is rooted in our divine design, our identity, our purpose, and our destiny. That's a little bit about the program itself. I want to transition into a brief example of what we do when we find ourselves in the school system. These one-on-one interactions and conversations are crucial and critical for the growth and development of our youth, and more importantly, for them to be trained, equipped, and empowered to be leaders of tomorrow. These one-on-one interactions and conversations, from our standpoint, are critical, crucial, significant. Any important word that would come to your mind, because it's our responsibility to equip our young people, to equip one another with what we have to offer based on our experience and our success in different areas of life. I was involved in a conversation with a group of young people, and I noticed that before the conversation ensued, one of the young people in question pulled out the iPhone and used it as though it was like a gun. And the young man was pointing the iPhone to a specific person in the classroom. And he wasn't doing it per se in a threatening manner. However, when I identified him and his actions, I pulled him out and we had a conversation. I used another educator to justify or to explain the reason why his behavior was unacceptable in that type of environment. And after the conversation was had and the educator gave his perspective, we confirmed and he came to an understanding, and we transitioned back into the classroom. And I'm telling the kids why that conversation was had and why it's important, because in today's society, that type of behavior and action cannot be taken lightly, because parents want to know, and they need to know, and they need to be guaranteed that their child is safe when they're in a public school, or in any type of school for that matter, but specifically in a public school. Throughout the conversation, another young man, as I'm speaking about the very situation that we were involved in concerning this young man acting as though his iPhone was a gun, another young man does the same thing, laughs and points. And I immediately told him to step outside. And I left him out there until I finished the conversation with the group. And I transitioned into the hallway. And which is a wisdom key for us, is that as adults and as professionals, we cannot afford to internalize the emotion that's associated with a person making a mistake. We cannot internalize and think in our minds that this young person knows better, because that's our own mentality attempting to try to fitly frame according to how that person is thinking, and that's not the reality of it, because the proof is in the pudding. Obviously, this person does not know. Maybe they've been taught, maybe they've parents instilled them these values in them. But you know what you know when you apply what you know on a consistent basis. You can have an awareness of knowing something, but if it has not taken root in a person's life, then they don't know it from an experiential perspective. With those thoughts, as we go and try to help people, it gives us more of a foundation and a leeway not to talk with them in terms of accusation, but to talk with them in terms of restoration. Taking you back into the conversation, that was a tangent that I wanted to give us, because that's a practical method that we have to internalize in order for the conversation to be healthy and harmonious. I transitioned into this conversation with the young man, and normally my questions with young people, when they miss the mark, I ask them why, and not in terms of accusation, because I know why they do what they do. But I want to know what their explanation is as to why that behavior was enacted. And he told me that he knew, you know, what was wrong and why it was wrong. But he claimed that he had an incident where someone in his life was taken by gun violence. And because that was the topic of discussion concerning the gun, that was his way to cope. Or to block off what was saying, because the emotion associated with the memory caused him to respond a certain way, in a certain way that wasn't appropriate in a classroom setting. Excuse me. And what I told him was this: I understand your perspective on that, but what I want you to realize is this. And my question to him was, if your parents had a camera in the classroom and they can see your behavior in that specific scenario, would they be ashamed or would they be proud? And he told me that they would be ashamed. And my conversation to him finished itself, and I told him, I want you to act or behave as though your parents is in the classroom. When you get ready to make a decision or action or say a statement or something gets ready to leave from your lips, I want you to filter your thoughts, your actions, your behaviors through the filter of your parents being in the classroom. We shook hands and he proceeded back into the classroom, and we finished our lesson and our activity. Though the classroom was energetic, we still were productive for that day. And I give you that conversation because these are the type of engaged conversations and activities and interactions that myself and the team at Divine Works Education and Training were having with these young people. And these principles that are being used could impact them and also us, you know, in our mid-30s, late-30s, whatever age that we find ourselves in. These principles are applicable on several spectrums, but we choose to target young people ages 13 to 18 to help them retool their perception, retool how they think, retool how they apply themselves or handle themselves in situations where they may not be aware of it. I want you to look forward to King coming out in a city near you. We want to and we will take this program nationwide to help our young people evaluate themselves, you know, their growth and development, and to help them identify the areas that need to be improved with these evaluation reports and with these interactive exercises and open activities and safe places of discussion. We know, we believe, and we know that we can help our young people and our society lives transform and bring restoration to individuals, households, and communities. I thank you for listening. This is Coach Cage / Mr. Cage signing off for Divine Works Education and Training. We always leave you with this, our motto, one and a couple of our taglines is helping people divorce the past to advance to the future. But more importantly, in connection with that, we want everybody to be great at who you are.